Hello.
Hello.
Hi Sandra, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. I'm calling because I just got your referral, the referral that Sarah made for you to get home care.
Yeah, for my husband.
Amazing. For who?
For my husband.
Your husband. Amazing case. So, do you know your husband's Medicaid ID?
Yeah. Good. I'm sorry, I'm driving.
No, that's fine. If you know his social, I could look it up that way. Is that easier?
Hang on, right here, Medicaid number. It's 621.
Hold on, hold on. 62160.
No, 621-69-327. And then I have a social too if you need it.
Yes, please.
487-849-815.
487-849-815. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It looks like he has a code on his Medicaid. It doesn't look like this code is valid.
He has a what?
What did you say? It's a code on Medicaid. It doesn't mean that this is like it's gonna block his Medicaid from being. Could just be an old code that was never removed. Do you know what it is?
No, I didn't know. I mean, he just got out of the hospital.
Right,
from
it could be
a
that.
Stroke.
That's super possible that the hospital put a code on his Medicaid and then they didn't remove it, or I don't know. What I want to do is call the state together with you to ask them to put in a. A referral to start his services, and they're
okay.
Going to tell us whether or not this code can be, like, if this code could be removed.
Okay.
That's what we're asking. Okay. So really, we're calling to get home care services, and then they'll tell you if there's something that's an issue. If not, it could be that this code is not a big deal. It could be it's just like on my end I see it. Then they'll tell you to please. Provide like some information about him. They'll ask you like his basic info, and then they'll ask you which provider do you want to go with. You'll let them know Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deluxe with an E. Make sure D E L U X E. There's like other agencies that sound similar.
Okay.
So it's Deluxe Home Care. Your coordinator's name is Becky. That's me.
Okay.
And you want to initiate services for your husband. Okay.
All right. So I need to call them?
So I'm going to call them and patch you in.
Okay.
I'm not going to speak on this call. I'll just listen in, and then after we'll discuss.
Okay. You said it's D-L-U-X?
E. D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay. D-E-L-U-X-E. Okay.
D-E-L-U-X-E. Deluxe Home Care. Okay, so let me get them on the phone. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hey, nobody won yet. Crazy.
Home and community-based services. This is, are you calling for yourself or for another person?
Another person.
In your relationship with the person you're calling about, please?
Pardon me? My husband.
May I have your name and your return telephone number, please?
Sandra Yates, 660-641-1466.
And how is your name spelled?
Yates.
And how is Sandra spelled?
Sandra.
You said your phone number was 660-641-1466?
This is $10, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes.
May I have the DCN or Medicaid number for your husband, please?
Just a moment. I'm sorry. 621-69-327.
His name and date of birth.
What, this?
Okay, because I thought the lady asked me if I could do a home.
Pardon me? His name is Robert Stanley Yates. His date of birth is 12/28/64.
Thank you. And you're calling to request that he be assessed for services?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please. And are you calling for him to be assessed for the CDS program, which requires him to be hire his own worker who can be a friend or family member to work for him through an agency of his choice?
Is his wife allowed to do this?
No. He cannot have his spouse or legal guardian as his chosen care provider, paid provider.
Okay. Yes, my sister can do it.
Okay, let me go ahead and update his information in the system. One moment, please. Okay. Before going forward and filling out his information, I would need to first explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to apply for services. This means his needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, an assessor must be allowed inside his home to conduct an in-depth assessment, which will determine if he meets the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
No.
Do you wish to still proceed?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and update his information in our system. What is his primary language or language preference?
English.
His marital status and living arrangement?
Married, living together.
And what is his primary telephone number?
He don't answer his phone. He can't answer his phone. He had a stroke.
Okay, so you would like your number as his
yes.
primary number?
Yes.
660-641-1466.
66, yes.
And his current address, please?
2620 Franklin Avenue, Lexington, Missouri, 64067.
What county is this in?
Lafayette.
Is this also his mailing address?
Yes.
Does the user require any special communication devices to assist him with reading, writing, speech, or hearing?
No.
And because there will be an assessor inside the home, we ask if there are any safety concerns the assessment team should be made aware of, such as
we have a dog that I'd have to put in her kennel.
Okay. Are there any issues with gaining access to the home? Does anyone in the home have a contagious or infectious disease? Is it in a dangerous neighborhood? Is there any history of violent behavior, illegal drug activity, pest infestation? Is the home structurally unsafe? Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets or weapons in the home?
Only my dog. She just don't like strangers.
Do you have a legal guardian or other responsible party we would be required to contact in order to schedule? Oh, I'm sorry. Does your husband have a legal guardian or other responsible party we would be required to contact in order to schedule his assessment?
Me.
Are you his legal guardian as well as his spouse?
Well, I'm his person on disability.
Have you been appointed by a court of law to be his legal guardian at this time?
Oh, no, no.
As
not legally yet. No.
No, thank you. Let me go ahead and fill out a referral form. One moment, please.
Reminder to request the Lux Home Care. Can I just put it on hold for a second, okay?
Pardon me?
Reminder to do the Lux Home Care. Is this Becky still?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Is 250.
Hi, baby. Ma'am?
Yes, I'm still filling out the form. One moment, please.
Okay.
And then I will ask you the next few questions regarding the assessment. What are his primary medical conditions to his need for home and community-based
services? Okay, first of all, I want to let you know I'm going to use Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, Deluxe Home Care, is that D-E-L-U-X?
U-X-E.
And what is his primary medical conditions related to his need for home and community-based services?
Okay, he just had a stroke. He had an abdominal aneurysm. He still has a brain aneurysm. He can take a few steps with a cane. I have to help him bathe. I have to cook for him. I have to help him get dressed, put his shoes on.
Okay. Are any other medical conditions besides a recent stroke, abdominal aneurysm and brain aneurysm?
He's got a heart monitor. They just two stents. In his groins.
Two stents in his where?
And it's down in his groin, one on each side.
Okay. Any other primary medical conditions you want to include?
He's got lung disease. That's what they said.
Okay. Anything else you want to include?
No.
Has he or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Services?
Yes. Yes, he has.
Would you like information about military-related services in Missouri?
No.
And now what are his unmet needs, or what is he requesting assistance with? Does he need help with hands-on personal care, household cleaning related tasks, help with meals or cooking?
Yes, all of it. All of it. My sister's going to have to help him do all of it.
Is he needing help with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
Yes.
And you are requesting he is eligible for the CDS program, and you are requesting Deluxe Home Care as his CDS provider agency?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like I have all the information I need to be able to submit a referral for an initial assessment. At this time, given our current caseload, it will be approximately 15 business days for the assessment team to contact him to schedule and arrange the required face-to-face assessment I mentioned earlier. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
Please remain on the line for a recorded message regarding the next steps and what can be expected from the process. Once the recorded message ends, the call will automatically disconnect. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I disconnected. The recording line is everything I explained to you. You
okay.
Did a great job. That was perfect. They're going to reach out to you in about, it usually takes about a week, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer.
So how come when I initially called and talked to the first lady instead of you,
yeah.
I asked if the spouse could get paid to take care, and she told me yes.
So I actually, in her note, she wrote, wife wants to be caregiver. So I actually just, she's kind of new here. So I actually came over to her and I told her that actually someone that is legally married is actually not able to. It was a mistake.
I know. That's so crazy.
I know. It's crazy. I guess, I mean, if I had to think about it, I guess they're imagining that, like, the spouse is in the house anyway, so why should they get paid? I don't know. I know. It's like, you're taken for granted.
It's a lot of work. 100%. It's a lot of work.
100%. Maybe it's also because, like, they want
but
the
But that's fine. My sister lives here, so.
Yeah, so she's going to be in charge of a lot more. At least you have a break.
Okay.
Do you know your, I mean, you probably do. Would you be able to provide your sister's number so I could call her and send her an application?
Hang on a minute. Her number is 417-655.
One second.
7156. Pardon me?
1 second. 655.
7156.
417-655-7156.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name is Tara.
T.
Greathouse.
T as in Tom?
T-A-R-A. And then Greathouse. G-R-E-A-T-H-O-U-S-E.
That's a nice name. Okay. I'll give her a call. And look out for a random call. It's going to be a random number calling you.
Calling me or her?
Oh, I'm going to call her now. I'm going to get the application to her. But look out for a random, for a unknown number over the next week, because it's most probably the state assessor calling to schedule you.
Okay. All right. I'll send her a text, let her know you're calling.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.